Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. No matter,
let the bad guy win every once in a while. Hey, Maryville sponsors our phone lines, and we appreciate them being a part of the program. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Mark Stricker, their outstanding basketball coach. Baseball program has been outstanding. Soccer, lacrosse. There isn't a sport that Maryville doesn't thrive in. Go to maryville.edu for more information.
Frank, I'm sure you were glued to Fox 2 yesterday. We were a little late with the news at 5. That's because we were airing, and I love all of our programming, some more than others. Are you aware of the Junior NBA Boys Global Championship?
I did have that up. I didn't watch it, but
I turned around in the room, and it seemed like a great event. I'm glad we had it on, especially because it cut into a 1 minute sportscast yesterday.
Sounds like a snow day for you.
And the problem is, on those days, you have to have your whole show ready.
Yeah,
it's kind of pointless. You're ready, like, to do 6 pieces of tape, and then all of a sudden they say, "Oh, drop 5 of them." It's kind of disappointing. But I turned around and I said to Rich and our producer, Rome, and everybody there, and Zach, I said, has anybody heard of the Junior NBA Boys Global Championship? And I'm guessing that's a no. Now, they did have Gus Johnson, so it gave it a little extra juice.
It's amazing the amount of basketball you can see. Like, they televise on CBS television, CBS Network, those 3-on-3 tournaments where George Gervin and Rick Barry are coaching, right, and you're seeing somebody like, you know, Amari Stoudemire or these old guys still playing.
Yeah, I think, in fact, Fox has put that on a couple of Friday nights where our prep coverage has been delayed because we're on the Ice Cube League. Isn't that the Ice Cube League? Isn't he like the power broker behind it?
Gervin is.
Yes.
Not the Ice Man, Ice Cube, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
And rapper, Ice Cube.
That right there was the look inside into Frank's mind, where you said Ice League and Frank went to George Gervin.
Right. George is the Ice Man.
And not to Ice Cube.
What's the first thing you think of, Frank?
The poster.
The poster.
Yeah.
Sitting
Brian,
on the giant blocks of ice with the biggest hands.
Did you book Gervin the 1 year, or was that right before you?
Yeah. I was always shut out on Gervin.
Yeah. He did it one time, and he was just so good. He's just kind of a cool guy and really likable.
Yeah, I would say he is, like, Derek Chivas reminds me of what I picture Gervin would be like, just kind of laid back, real cool, good voice, great stories. That's when I used to have the NBA rosters memorized, back in the day. George Gervin, Eastern Michigan, if I'm not mistaken.
James Silas was his backcourt partner. Larry Keenan.
Was Paul Silas related to James Silas?
No. And not in ability either. Although, Paul was a solid player. I think he was a 2020 guy 1 year at college at Creighton. And he had some good years with the Celtics. Was a great sixth man and a champion. But, boy, James Silas was so skilled. All right. All right, let's switch topics. We are broadcasting live from Whitmore Country Club, side of the CBC Open, and it's our pleasure to talk to two of the greatest coaches our area has ever known. Terry Mickler graduated from CBC in 1965, and this year he's going to win his 1,000th game. He's at 990 victories to go along with 9 state titles. And Scott Pingle has won 9 Metro Catholic Conference championships in 11 years, including 3 state titles. How about this for a win percentage, Martin? 118-21 in 11 seasons. He doesn't lose very often. Coaches, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Frank, I'm fine.
Well,
thanks for having me on.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
So much to discuss. First of all, Coach Mickler, are you thinking about number 1,000 at all down the road, or are you just thinking about number 991 as we speak?
Frank, coaches look for the next one. They don't look for 10. So I'm hoping there's another one somewhere coming up pretty soon once we get started. Take them one at a time and don't look too far ahead.
Coach Mickler, what inspires you? You've been doing it a long time, had a ton of success. What energizes you each year?
That's a challenge. This particular year is a huge challenge. We lost 16 seniors last year, a lot of quality kids. Got a handful of kids back, got a lot of open spots. A lot of anxious kids going to try out today, this week, for the team. So, you know, the challenge is to put it together. It's like a big puzzle. You got a lot of pieces. You got to pick the right one so the puzzle comes together right. So, you know, you're always as good as – you're only as good as your last game. So, you know, first game up will be my next last game, so I want to be ready for it.
Coach Mickler, you had success from day one. However, was a turning point in your career – is when you went to that style or that off-season coaching style of going overseas and seeing how they do it with fewer players on the field.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I walked into a good situation when I started because the tradition, you know, and the CBC had a strong soccer tradition all through the years. So, yeah, I had, and I was fortunate. I was able to play a year of professional soccer with Kansas City Spurs. And in that time, I was one of two Americans on the team. So I had a lot of European influence and South American influence in that experience. But going to Holland there for when I started going over there, my first trip was 76, and then I got real serious about it like in the late 90s and through the 2000s. And they have a whole different way of approaching the game, and it's basically teaching the principles of the game to the kids at young ages by letting them play the game. So they play a lot of small-sided games, four-a-side, where there's not a lot of coaching because the game becomes the coach itself. The game actually teaches the kids how to play. So coaches are more observers and organizers. They get it set up. Once it's set up, then the players play, and coaches make a comment or two to tweak it. But otherwise, kids learn by playing.
And Coach Pingle, coming off a state championship down on the Mizzou field a year ago, lost some really talented kids. I know there's a lot in the pipeline. What's the challenge going into this year? Let's get a forecast of your crew.
You know, I've been kind of asked that question a lot of different ways, and I think it's just going to be a different group of guys, you know, and I don't think being different is always that bad. You know, we might not have Brett being back there to do the same thing. We've got a different quarterback who has a different skill set, and we try to maximize what he can do. We do have a lot of guys that had a lot of playing time coming back. They just weren't necessarily starters. So we got some good experience, and, you know, I'm really excited. We got good offensive linemen coming back. We got a good little running back. And, you know, I think we're kind of under the radar. People really won't know who these guys are. But I really like the quality of ball players we have and really the quality of men we have. Defensively, we'll be very similar. We lose quite a bit, but, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, we're able to replace them is what I'm trying to say.
Coach, how about the infusion of talent, particularly in your league, the Metro Catholic League? We know the Chaminades always had good athletes. Vianney's won state titles, and now we hear DeSmet is loaded. This conference, it's you're just not going to get a day off, are you?
No, you really don't. And I think, you know, Coach Mick would probably say the same thing with soccer. You know, I think our conference is loaded top to bottom with good football athletes. And, you know, every game, it's easy to prepare our guys for them because, you know, it's a conference game. It's a lot of players they grew up with playing against. So, you know, you don't really have to do any extra motivation when you play the conference games. But I think playing in our MCC gets us so ready for the playoffs, and, you know, a lot of our best games are in the conference. So, you know, when we kind of get outside of that, it's like, okay, we've been battle-tested before. We've seen something like this before. Now how can we adapt to this other team? But our conference definitely gets us ready for anything we'll see down the road.
And there's a rumor out there, Frank, this is unconfirmed, but your alma mater, DeSmet and CBC, possibly meeting on national television. I know nothing confirmed, but if it were to happen, Coach Pingle, what would that mean to you guys?
If it was to happen, yes, just like you said, you know, I think it would be good for our guys to get the exposure too. You know, I think that, you know, I know DeSmet's got a lot of high-quality recruitable players, but I think we do too. Maybe some are on the radar, and, you know, they get some national publicity. And, you know, anytime you can play on a national stage, you get excited. We had a game or two like that last year. So it's fun, and our guys really will come up for the challenge.
I'm wondering, Coach Mickler, do you and Coach Pingle ever exchange ideas or ever observe another practice or just talk shop?
We share practice space every day, yeah. We're always kind of gawking at each other and finding out what's going on and talking. Yeah, we got a good relationship. You know, Coach Pingle and I, we get along real well. And you know, there are some similarities. I grew up playing both sports in high school, football and soccer, so I appreciate that. And so, yeah, the short answer is, yeah, we sure do, and we you know, enjoy each other's company.
So, Coach Mickler, go ahead.
Oh, I'd love to answer a little bit on that. The very first person I talked to when I got the job in 2008 was Coach Mickler. I remember sitting in his office, and I kind of tried to pick his brain. And, you know, I've read his book. So, I mean, I kind of owe a lot to him. I know he probably think he's probably saying I'm full of baloney right now, but he's done a great job mentoring me. And, you know, I definitely run ideas off him. And some of our greatest talks are, when we both leave the practice field, we can kind of just share what happened that day and kind of,
let off a little steam or just let off a little excitement. So, you know, we've had a good relationship, and I've been grateful to have him in my corner.
And, Coach Mickler, can you push and really get on a kid as much in 2019 as you did in 1988?
Oh, boy. It's a hot-button topic right there. But, you know, the gloves you got to put on are a little more padded, you know, and then you've got to be a little bit more careful with your wording. And you've really got to come across in a positive way, not so much the old school where you could just get into a kid and rip them and so be it. Because when they got home, they'd get it again. You know, now when they get home, you're going to get it. So you got to always be cautious and concerned about what you say and make sure that what you say you're going to be able to stand behind the next time it comes around. So, it's kind of it's like skating on thin ice a little bit, but you got to do it.
And Coach Pingle, is football still, is that a non-cut sport? I know several sports at CBC are non-cut, so if your son wants to play, they'll be on the team.
That's correct. Yeah, we try to find a role or a spot for everyone, and, you know, we definitely understand how important practices are, so we have some guys that just basically that's their only role, but they embellish it and do a great job with it. So, yeah, we try to find a spot for everyone.
Coach Mickler, the MLS is the hot topic in St. Louis. What do you think? You know this soccer community as well as anybody. Can we draw 23,000 for 16 games every year?
You know what? I'd be interested in looking at year three, see how it goes. I think the honeymoon period will be fine. You know, the initial breakout season and whatnot, that'll be fine. What's kind of good is that there's so much enthusiasm around the country in the new franchises that are coming along. And the fan bases are just off the charts, you know, and I think maybe it's a good time to get in now because the old copycat mentality, you know, somebody else is doing it this way, you know, we got to at least do it that good or better. So we've got there's a lot of good models out there to follow with. And St. Louis is an interesting soccer community because there's a lot of participation, but sometimes there isn't quite the support, you know, and when international teams come and play games, that's more of an event type of thing than it is a regular thing. So I definitely hope for the best for the MLS that should come to St. Louis. We should have a professional team. We've got the history and tradition to support it. So it's a challenge for the people to really back it through and through for as long as they possibly can.
How has the league grown? You probably pay closer attention than some. Has the quality of play gotten better? And obviously there's more teams, there's more money coming in. And maybe a little more mainstream in terms of some of the coverage, too, ESPN and other outlets.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, got a couple points. One, they're getting some of the better quality players are coming over. You know, you got Rooney and Ibrahimovic and this Vela from LAFC. He's unbelievable. You got Schweinsteiger. You got some really big-name players that really raise the level of the game. Now, what disappoints me is that, you know, I see more mid-level out of the country players coming in, taking the places of what our young American players could get. You know, if you bring in a player from out of the country and he's here for 2 or 3 years and he plays and he leaves and goes home, you don't get any return value on that. If you bring in an American player and give him 2 or 3 years, you got him for about 8 or 10 more years after that to really stay in the game and build the game. So that's my issue and my concern is I'd like to see a lot more of the American player get involved in the game and given the opportunity.
Coaches, we greatly appreciate your time. Congratulations on all your success, and we'll see you throughout the year. Thank you so much.
All right,
thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Coach Pingle and Coach Mickler.
That's a lot of winning. I would think, and they're good friends, and everybody gets along well, but there's got to be a little bit of competitive nature when you're a coach at a school that wins a lot of state titles and one gets one, and like, oh, no, I got to go get one. And become sort of like the Cardinals, too, where it's a drought. If you go a few years without not only being in, you know, playoffs, but winning an actual title. Hey, Triad Bank wants you to take it to the bank. You can do that on the text line at 855-282-8555. Cub Talk, but it's brought to you by our friends at Triad Bank. When you want to get something off your chest, take it to the bank. And we suggest you take your banking to Triad Bank. Started in St. Louis in 2005. St. Louis based, which means the decision makers are here in town. TriadBanking.com, the website, but stop by. Get signed up for all your banking needs. If you're a business owner looking to expand, stop by. Talk to Jim Regna, anybody on his team. They will help you out. It's on Clayton Road, one block west of Frontenac. You cannot miss it. And, in fact, Jim Regna, the golf reporter last night, was texting me about Chris Nagel.
Oh, yeah.
Who was playing on the Corn Ferry Tour, plays almost out of won. Meadowbrook, and had a great Sunday final round, 7-under par, finished fourth at that stop. And it was Jim Regna. I said, you're a regular Gary McCord. And he wrote back and said, can I be Nick Faldo, please? So Jim was all over it yesterday. Congrats to Chris Nagel, who had a nice run on the Corn Ferry Tour. Triad Bank, take it to the bank.